Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Chris Mack has a better taste in music than John Calipari.
I agree.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You gave Lynn Bowden your credit card number. That's essentially what you did.
And James Strebel.
Texas says Big Rig sucking up.
Yeah. You're damn right I was.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
James, I can see you smiling through the phone like I am, brother.
Yeah, there we go, coach. There we go.
Well, he sounds like a Make-A-Wish kid.
Alright, so you made it to a Friday. Hope this is the start of your weekend, and we'll try to get you there. You know, we will accomplish absolutely nothing today for the next 3 hours. It's ESPN 680 105.7. It's The Take. I'm Andy Sweeney. Strebel's here. Got the new shoes. Where'd you go? Shoe Carnival?
No, these are directly from the Nike website.
Right from Nike.com. Why do you have Adidas socks?
I don't know.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, they're comfortable socks.
How dare you? They look comfortable, but how dare you?
I know. I mixed my brands
oh,
here.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Ethan Moore wouldn't like this.
Mitchell Hannigan back at the station.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Mitch, we need to know right off the bat. The first thing Strebel said to me when we arrived today was, is Mitch in a better mood? Has he recovered from yesterday's debacle? He was worried that you haven't tweeted all day, you haven't texted us all day. And I said, I don't know. And so now we find out at 3:02, are you okay?
I'm still a little bit upset about yesterday, but...
Okay.
But you're mostly okay.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
There you go. Mostly back to normal.
You sound excited.
Yeah. Happy Friday, Mitch.
Must have stayed up late to watch the Reds lay that smackdown. Oh, they own the Cardinals. It's great, isn't it?
I saw this
3 hours of it. Would you get... I was trying to think of a Reds. Would you get to see Trent Rosecrans and John Fay on today?
Lance McAllister.
Lance McAllister. Talk Reds baseball.
There we go.
Oh, man. Well, it is a Friday. Strebel is still, I guess, the best way. Postcoital is the best way to,
I'm still glistening
a little bit over talking to your boy Orlando Antigua yesterday.
Yep, I still am.
That continues. We do have Matt Norlander of CBS. We'll talk some college basketball, some hoops with him coming up at 3:40 or so. Otherwise, we're cruising into the weekend. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah, ready for a little mixtape action here today, about 5:25, 5:30. Hightower bringing that along. Gonna be a fun Friday. Gonna be what big news for Dino Gaudio today.
There's no news.
There's a little bit of news.
Wait, what's the news?
Just reading some details of what happened, and this could have been avoided.
Oh Lord. Okay, so you're going back to that. Okay,
yeah,
we can
avoided.
Get into that. I got no problem with doing that.
Yeah,
I got no problem. So you're reading between the lines with Dino Gaudio.
Yes, I am reading between.
You're
the lines.
You're reading between the lines.
And just some of the things his lawyer said, and you know we'll see
the blood sucking lawyer.
When sentencing
you believe
happens.
In a lawyer? Since when do you believe a lawyer?
I mean,
the only lawyer I believe is Keith Pointer.
He would
never lie to me. He would never lie to me.
He'll bring you donuts.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah, not anymore. I did see.
Of course, all the animals around our office, they tear the donuts in pieces with their hands, and they discard them.
And they just, like,
they eat like
pieces?
They eat, like, a half a donut. Like, yo, bro, just eat the entire donut. You're in radio. You're fat.
Yeah. Today,
that's just how it is. I don't know what to tell you.
We had a little donut situation
Did
today.
You? At the Strebel household?
At the Strebel household. Yeah, one of Kellen's buddies spent the night last night. So I went
Did he? Would they play Xbox?
Little Xbox, little iPad, baseball cards, that whole deal. So I went and got donuts this morning.
Baseball cards are still a thing?
They're a bigger thing than ever.
That makes me happy.
They're huge. Kellen is like obsessed. He loves, but he collects baseball cards.
That's an expensive hobby, so I'm sure, you know, you're thrilled about it.
It is, and again, Stripple does nothing to nurture this baseball love. Like honestly, Rob Manfred would hate you.
He would hate me.
He would hate you.
Yeah, this is fine.
I mean, you don't do anything. You don't have a mitt.
No.
You don't have a broken-in mitt, a well-oiled mitt. We've already been through this.
No.
You don't take him to baseball games.
Well, I go to all of his
you don't
baseball
go to,
games.
You don't go to the bats. You don't go to the Reds. You don't take advantage of any of the free – the only time you go to a bats game is to skip his game so you can drink.
Yeah, okay. That was true. Yeah,
I mean, you're not doing anything to nurture this love of baseball.
Oh, the amount of money that we spend on lessons and travel, you know, we do plenty. There's a lot of nurturing going on, plenty of nurturing. But so I went and got some donuts, and I bring them back, and I can only eat, like, one. So I go in, and somebody, no one owned up to it, like, stuck their fingers in, like, a couple of the donuts, like, taste and see, like, how it was.
Oh,
and so I was like, I can't eat these.
So you didn't eat any of them?
I didn't eat donuts. I got no donuts.
Wow.
Well,
how about
all
that?
All the four of the kids that were in the house, no one could tell me who stuck their fingers in the donut, so I just left it.
Mitch, I think you'll find great joy in this. I can see this, but process blocked somebody on the text line today.
Oh, wow.
At 2:46. Because I just opened the UPS job text line 437-9680. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Here's what the guy said to process that got him blocked. This was at 2:46. I mean, this was 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
Hey, process. In the words of Chris Porter, who's Chris Porter?
Chris Porter.
Hey, 25-year-old, shut the bleep up. You haven't done or seen bleep for anyone to give a damn on your opinion. And process 2 minutes later responded, K.
And they blocked him?
Yeah.
Who's Chris Porter?
Well, I'm unblocking him. He's now unblocked.
There you go.
I just Google search him. Apparently he's a comedian.
Ah, oh, he's a comedian. Oh. There we go.
Okay.
Texan wants to know if you watched Ryan Lemon on OVW last night. Of course he did.
I didn't. No, I didn't know Ryan Lemon was on OVW last night. I didn't watch it.
Texan says Big Rig doesn't own a mitt. Orlando Antigua owns it now.
Well, if he has a mitt, good for Orlando. I don't know if he's a baseball fan or not.
Texas says, Strieble's idea of nurturing a relationship seems to be throw money at it and then take the kids to Hooters.
No, that's not. I'm going on a father-son weekend with just Kellen this weekend for baseball.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Is Diener in the woods yet, Mitch? Do we know?
Oh, he's a big
He's going on a cabin fishing trip.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, with like dads he doesn't know, which seems sketchy.
That does seem a little worrisome.
It does.
Yeah, like you don't know these guys, and you know.
Who knows what they're going to do?
Yeah, who knows what kind of guys they are? They could be shady guys.
I doubt that, but I mean, who knows? All right, so let's jump into it. And when I say let's jump into it, there's nothing serious to really talk about. A couple different things. Anthony Davis last night, I found interesting the criticism of him. Back-to-back days, the criticism of a former pretty damn good player at Kentucky has taken some heat in the NBA. We can get to that. Did you happen to see the car that Devin Booker pulled up in last night?
I did not.
You did not?
I'm sure it's awesome.
Mitch, did you happen to see
the
car?
Yes, I did.
It's awesome, right?
It is awesome.
Okay.
Of course
it's
awesome.
Well, it's not like a Porsche or like a Lambo or something like that.
It's like a all-terrain vehicle or something.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
It's an old car.
It's an old car.
It's ironic. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
It's ironic, don't you think? You like that?
Yeah, okay.
Mitch, you know when I say it's ironic, don't you think? Do you have any idea? If I said Jagged Little Pill, do you have any idea?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
you know what? He shouldn't.
Yeah,
he
I know,
really
but that
shouldn't.
Was he should, but that was so big.
It was.
Back in the 90s.
It was.
It was huge.
Okay, so a couple different things I want to get to here. Number one, and I think this is, I don't know, but this is not a good tease. I don't know if it's an interesting question, but the SEC okayed yesterday the interconference transfer. So like Justin Powell, who some people thought was going to go to Kentucky and Louisville, and that was never close. We talked about that several months ago whenever that happened. But he went from Auburn to Tennessee and for a while, and Sevier Wheeler going from Georgia and Tom Crean to John Calipari and Kentucky. So the SEC officially moved that out of the way. And they're one of the last conferences, if not the last one, to do it. I want to say the Pac-12 was a couple days ago.
Big East was
maybe
late.
That's what it was. The Big East was earlier this week, I think, a couple days. I think you're right on that. So the SEC limps in. We all knew it was going to happen. But there are some date parameters. And other conferences have not done that.
Right.
And I'm interested in the SEC doing that, so I want to talk with Matt Norlander about that at 4:40. Did there need to be a compromise? Is there a compromise in some of the dates? How that may affect specifically basketball and football going forward? I'll give you a great look into this. Quinn Slezinski would not have made, if this were in the ACC and he were going Louisville to Wake Forest or something
Clemson,
like that, he would have been over the boundary. He would have had to sit out a year he wanted to transfer. But again, he didn't go. He went way down in weight class and everything else. So we can get to that. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Texas says, did Big Easy take donuts to KSR bar? No, he didn't.
As I say, he's not even...
He's still on vacation, still.
He's not even in the area.
No, he's not. I did talk to him today.
You talked to Big...
We had a text conversation.
Wow, he answered your text.
He did, rather quickly.
Wow, he must be bored or something.
Of course he is. He's hanging around his family.
Okay, yeah.
He's hanging around his in-laws.
They please someone text me.
anybody. But I want to start here. So I have noticed this has been a familiar theme. And I want to have a lot of fun today.
Yeah.
But just let me get this off my chest at the beginning. And it's a substantial chest here to get this off of. It's a large chest, if you will, of mine that I want to get this off of. Okay?
All right, I got you.
And it's this. Obviously, you know Dick Vitale. The transfer and the woe is me and things are crazy and there's 1,600 kids in the transfer portal and everything else. I mean, we've heard him. We've heard other former coaches. We've heard analysts. Yesterday, Jeff Goodman, not Jeff Gordon, wrote the piece at the stadium. You know, he was the guy that broke the news of Coach K and some of the stuff there. In fact, he put out there on Twitter that now Coach K said this wasn't true. Who knows what to believe, but the landscape of college basketball hurried up the decision of someone like Coach K when you bring guys in and you have no idea what the bleep your roster is going to look like, okay? And so we know, obviously, there is a sense, and I don't know, I feel it in my bones, Strebel, that it's a sense of a little bit of the old guard, even though I don't think Jeff Goodman is the old guard, is saying, hey, college basketball is either in trouble, college basketball is at some mighty crossroads, and I feel like that has been a narrative as the season ended and as we were looking ahead to the offseason and what we knew was going to happen, and that's a transfer portal. And then we got in the middle of the transfer portal, and we're still on the very back end. It's still, I mean, Louisville's going to add somebody to their roster.
Eventually.
We're going to have the show again of a local team around here having another addition this summer to the roster. So we went through the transfer portal, you know, and everything else. And there's been talk, now high school kids are going to be left behind. There's the fear-mongering that way. And the name, image, and likeness, there's a lot of fear-mongering that way. And again, some of this might come to fruition.
Right.
I'm not saying it's not. What I'm saying is a lot of people like to tell you to let the cake bake, but they don't when it comes to the landscape of college basketball. And so I saw this tweet last night, and poor Mitchell Hannigan has looked for this, and he can't find it, and it's fine. I couldn't find it either. From SiriusXM last night, and Dennis Dodd tweeted out, Wes Durham, who goes on with Ennis, I think a good amount, of the ACC network, had the quote last night that this sport, talking about college basketball, this sport needs Grant Hill, Adam Silver, and Mark Emmert to step forward and fix this sport. And what I'm interested in is the uptick in, hey, we need to fix college basketball as Coach K goes out the door. Mm-hmm. And I am not a Coach K hater. And I know people don't like Coach K, and I know the coverage, specifically of ESPN, but others.
Sure.
That's one of the reasons that gets people fired up when the North Carolina and Duke game is plastered all over ESPN TV and radio for 3 weeks out of a game on a Tuesday night that might not feature top 25 teams. Okay?
Right, every season.
Like, I understand that. It fuels the fire there. But it is rather pretentious that Coach K hangs him up, and now the think piece is college basketball is bleeped.
It's in trouble.
And I don't know. And now, part of me wanted to connect it to Matt Norlander's article, and we're going to talk with him at 4:40 about that.
Yeah.
That maybe it could mean the ascension of someone like John Calipari, and we know there's many of those in the sport that do not like him, but it's not like it was 10, 12 years ago.
It's much better now.
Obviously is. But I am interested in where these people are that feel this in their bones.
Right.
And I feel like there is a sizable, I might be wrong here, but I do feel like there is a sizable number of people, guys, that think that college basketball is in some big danger. I happen to think that West Durham's statement that we need Grant Hill. I don't know what the hell Grant Hill's done.
Doing? Yeah.
Grant, I mean, he's part of the Rice Commission, which, right. Again, oh, great, a commission.
What did that do?
Yeah, Adam Silver and Mark Emmert. I mean, it's not Adam Silver's job.
He didn't give a damn about the NCAA.
To run college basketball.
No, he doesn't care. And
the Mark Rice Emmert, Commission created the IARP, which does
which
nothing.
Hasn't done anything. Which hasn't done anything.
What have they done?
Yeah, which hasn't done anything. And Mark Emmert, I mean, who is as an ineffective leader. A leader. He's not even a leader. I wouldn't call him that, even though he's paid like that. And many people still look at him that way or put the blame on him that way. But I don't understand where this is coming from, that college basketball is in some grave danger, some grave trouble. I don't understand it. I don't understand what someone like Coach K walking away has helped ignite that conversation and narrative that, you know, I mean, what it's showing. I'll be honest. Here's what it's showing. When people say college basketball is in trouble, that means you're missing the old guard being dominant, and that means you don't trust the new guys, and it means you don't care about guys like Scott Drew and Mark Few. That's what it means.
Yeah.
That's what it means. And when people say, well, college basketball is screwed, they don't want to go to Sean Miller and Will Wade.
No.
we want to do that? Do we want to get in? I mean, no. And they don't. They want to push away in Archie Miller.
Yeah.
Ignore Archie Miller's not some great dude that's great to be around. People couldn't wait for him to leave Bloomington. So it's been a narrative that's been out there. I can understand people don't like the transfer portal, and I understand that there are those in the college basketball media, which are fans, and who are they talking to? They're talking to coaches and assistant coaches and former coaches and administrators and everything else, and it starts the narrative of college basketball is in some trouble. And I find that to be a boring conversation. I find that to be, quite frankly, a mindless conversation in a lot of ways. You know, there's always, every year we do this, baseball's broken, they need to speed the game up. And then, you know, after a couple weeks, it kind of fizzles out and we don't talk about it again.
Right.
Oh, by the way, Ronaldo. Oh. Was that Ronaldo?
I don't know who it was.
Mitch, we're watching soccer today. We got Spain and Portugal. What are they playing in? Do you have any idea? What's going on right now? This is live. That was not Ronaldo.
I think the European Championships for this summer, so it's probably like qualifying.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, always qualifying.
Do you have any units on this?
No, I did not. I did not check to see what Ince's picks were. Probably Ronaldo to get booked in the 67th minute minus 180.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
You don't know what getting booked means?
No. I don't know what that means.
You're just going to live your life as an ugly American.
Yeah.
You're not going to learn anything.
It doesn't interest me.
Okay.
It's a boring sport to me. I know people love it and live and die with it, but I've tried. I just can't do it. It just does not interest me in the least.
I've tried.
I have.
Oh, goodness.
I've tried to get in the World Cup
one year. That's like saying you tried to play baseball with your son, but you don't have a mitt. You have to borrow your wife's. You're not trying.
I am trying.
You could just go to Academy and you could buy one for $25.99, yeah, and it would be just fine.
And I haven't done it. So.
In fact, I'm going to buy you a mitt. Do they have different hand sizes? How big are your hands?
They're pretty
big. Are they large or are they extra large?
They're extra large.
Are they?
Yeah.
Would you consider your hands extra large?
Yes, I would. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because the gloves I have to buy are like extra large.
They're extra large gloves.
Yes.
You're a big guy.
I'm just a big human.
You're just a big human.
Yes.
So I don't know. I wanted to get that off my chest. I would say the last 24 hours, that has been the percolating thing that we're at some large crossroads of college basketball. I mean, you could make an argument that the transfer portal has made college basketball more interesting. Who it's not good for, it's not good for the coaches.
Right.
And that's why you hear it, because the coaches have to tell a media member because they can't say it themselves, because I know Chris Mack and John Calipari don't like the transfer portal, but by God, they needed it this year.
They had to use it.
They needed
Absolutely.
To fill that roster this year badly. And Louisville still needs it to happen this year. So there you go. There's some sports talk radio to get things going on a Friday.
I think there's a lot to true about what you said. I think there was I'm surprised it took like 24 hours. I figured that the think pieces about this would be almost immediate once Coach K said he was going to retire. It was like, well, if Coach K can't hack it and adapt, nobody can. If he can't do it, nobody can. We're talking about a coach that has worked with the NBA, worked with the Olympic team. He adapted to one and done. He is adapting back, blah, blah, blah. And if he can't do it, the college basketball is screwed. And not only Coach K, but Roy Williams, too. And there is something to the old guard, like these coaches of excellence.
No, they're great. No,
they are. They are coaches of excellence.
There's no doubt. But what about the other
guys? You've got to move on.
I thought everyone loved Tony Bennett and Mark Few.
Right.
I thought everyone, and now is the time for Chris Mack.
Yeah.
Scott Drew just won a national title and was rather damn dominant in doing so.
Absolutely. And you would think that college basketball, instead of crying and complaining and, oh, God, we can't, the landscape's changing and we can't handle it, Coach K can't do it, nobody can, they would embrace these new, young coaches, but there's always pushback against change.
We don't do
there's
it in
always,
but what I'm
especially
saying,
with sports.
We don't do it in other sports. In football, in college football, in the NFL, we don't mind pushing out the old guy for the new guy who might be a kid genius.
Because coaches.
In NBA, no one cares.
Right. Coaches, more than any other sport in college basketball, are the story. Their push is a story more than any other sport in college basketball. And when you have a guy like Coach K who's been moved past John Wooden now as the greatest basketball coach of all time, which is stunned to me. I saw that list yesterday. I was like, really that quick? When a guy like Coach K retires and they don't have that central fatherly figure that for some reason that college basketball has to have. That's why Matt Norlander wrote that piece, like, I guess we have to look at John Calipari now as the fatherly figure in college basketball.
Why does
college basketball need a father figure? I don't understand that. Like, why do we need the elder statesman of college basketball to lord over everything? Like, can't we just, like, enjoy it as it is and enjoy these new coaches and celebrate coaches?
Let me give you a great example. Urban Meyer left Ohio State, and why am I blanking on the guy?
Ryan Day
took over, and no one was like, we need Urban Meyer.
Right. He just stepped right in, and boom.
You guys feel that way. I don't. Maybe I'm overreacting. I don't know. College basketball, it's not popular nationally, so when that doesn't happen, everyone always brings up all of these reasons. With the NBA, well, you know, the games are late. Well, you know, they had social justice messages. Well, you know, and you go through the well, you know.
Right.
And I feel like that's the same here. And Coach K being on the sideline does nothing to the – you're not watching or not watching a game because of Coach K.
No, absolutely
I mean, I watched
not.
A ton of college basketball this year, and Coach K, they stunk. All year. They're good for about a week.
Nobody
a week
was
or
turning
two.
Their
That's
dial
it.
Into Duke games being like, what's Coach K going to do? I guess the only question I would have with college sports in general is, you know, does Saban move the needle the way Coach K just did when he decides to step down from Alabama, where he's going to get this wall-to-wall coverage and, you know, this farewell tour whenever he goes on the road to the SEC? Are they going to
inundate,
you know, Nick Saban with gifts and love?
Well, they are. I mean, well, the Coach K, here's what I love. And you are going, and Mitch, I want you to watch it, and we're going to have to start, you know, screenshotting stuff and everything else.
Yeah.
BBN can't handle it.
Oh, it's going to be ugly. You're right.
BBN can't handle it.
It's going to be ugly.
Especially if they lose in the Champions Classic.
Oh, the Champions Classic. And I have no idea what Duke's roster is supposed to look like. Are they? I mean, obviously, they're going to be.
Banchero.
They got Banchero.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, they got Banchero. I mean, Is your boy gone?
My boy. Joey Baker?
No. Joey Baker is still there. But no.
He may have transferred. I have no idea.
Oh, my God. No, he's there. I saw him with the mask on. I mean,
why am I blanking on this guy's name? The best player on Duke's team last year.
You know my hottest take over all of this?
What?
I mean, Duke had, everyone had a mask on.
Oh, yeah, at the press conference.
At the Coach K and the John Shire thing. Yeah. Did you see Shire's opening statement? Do I need to spell my name?
Oh
he's going to be great. He's going to be great.
He is going to be great.
I can't wait.
It's going to be bad.
It's not. It's going to be great.
It's going to be funny.
BBN can't handle it.
No, BBN's not going to be
able
to handle it.
And Louisville fans aren't much better.
Well, I tweeted this, and people were like, are you insane? What are you smoking? Bah! I said, Card Nation, when Coach K rolls to town this season because they play at Louisville, get ready to bend the knee. Because you're going to have to bend the knee to Coach K. When he walks into the Yum Center.
What do you mean by bending the knee?
Oh, they're going to have to give him
a bending the
standing
knee.
Ovation.
I don't know if we're going to get him a standing ovation.
I'll bet.
There'll be bottles of Pappy.
Any amount of money.
You think they'll offer a gift to Coach K?
100%.
Yeah, it'll be a bottle of Pappy. 100%.
Isn't that like a bouquet of flowers?
No, it'll be a bottle of Pappy, and it'll be like a commemorative like picture of Coach K, Coach at the Yum Center. I can guess that gift 7 days out of the week.
They'll probably have like a little montage of Coach K on the big board coaching against Louisville throughout the years. The national championship game in 86 will be a part
of it. Will they have Denny Crum send him a message?
Oh, probably. Oh, yeah.
Really?
I don't think any of this
is going to happen.
I 100% do.
Is Cal going to bend the knee? Because Cal put out a statement. I don't think Mac even put out a statement.
No,
I think Cal gives a better gift than Mac does.
Cal's going to give him something at that Champions Classic. Was that November 9th?
You think Kentucky gives a better gift than Louisville?
Yes, 100%.
I don't know if I'm with you. Okay, so what would be better than Pappy?
I don't know. Something Pappy's just lazy. Pappy's just like, oh, we're Louisville. Here's the most expensive bourbon we have.
That's what Diener gave Jason Anderson when he left.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lot of money. Pappy's like.
Which he hasn't opened, or he let his family open it.
He just sits at it. Just sitting staring at him somewhere in his home.
I say Cal gets like a really nice watch and like something like personable. Like there's going to be more thought into Cal's gift than I think Louisville and Mac.
Oh, it's going to be a baller gift.
Oh, yeah.
I disagree
Guaranteed.
With you guys.
Oh, Coach K's going to get showered with everything. It's going to – you think
yeah,
BBN's,
but I'm
everyone's
sure
going to get sick out of it outside
I'm not
of Duke.
Sure. I'm not sure. I don't know if Cal – I don't know how much – I mean, there were some fights there between Kentucky and Duke. I don't know, man.
But Cal, how happy is Cal that he's leaving? He's probably like,
yeah,
I'm going to get this baller-ass gift.
Listen,
get out of here.
I'm with you, but I disagree with you
Plus,
guys.
Plus, Cal's all about the optics.
Texas says Matthew Hurt, he went to the draft.
That's what I was thinking of. Yes.
Man, he killed Louisville twice.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Duke's roster right now. It's kind of meh, not going to lie.
Oh, no, they're meh.
Yeah, they're very meh.
Yeah.
Very meh.
Oh, no, Kentucky should be favored in that game in the Champions Classic.
Absolutely. There's those
Diener says Cal will buy him a horse.
That would be awesome. What if Cal bought him a horse?
He brings out a horse that's dumping all over the floor. Didn't they think about bringing out a horse?
No, they did.
No, they
Call
did.
It game day at Rupp Arena? Yeah,
yeah
they did. Jay
Williams
rode it.
Rode the horse. That's right.
Yeah,
I thought Jay Williams
rode the horse in.
I thought I remembered that.
That was awesome.
Didn't they lose that game? Kentucky?
I think it was
Who
like,
was it? Kentucky,
no, I think
Florida?
They won. I think it was Kentucky-Kansas.
Kentucky-Kansas.
It was Kentucky-Kansas, yes. And Jay Will picked Kentucky to win that game. He did the whole shirt thing.
Well, I mean, I bet he did. If not, you probably crushed him on a sea of blue.
Probably.
Texas says, I hope neither one of them do anything. Yeah.
Okay. I do. I think there's going to be a concerted effort by the ACC to every road game he goes to that he gets something or they do something for Coach K. 100%.
Texas says, Mitch, are you still butthurt today?
A little bit. Just whatever. It's Friday. I'm going to enjoy the weekend.
What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know.
All right.
Probably go golfing. Probably just a typical Mitchell Hannigan weekend.
A little golf?
A little golf, a little hang out at a friend's house.
Nice.
Play some show.
Oh, there you go.
That sounds like fun.
Sounds like a good weekend.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fine weekend.
Friend's house. I like that. Look, does the friend have a pool?
No.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
Not everyone has a pool.
Well, I just wanted
not everyone
first,
has
it's
a pool,
summertime.
Scribble.
I know there'd be like a pool hangout thing.
And now, and of course, you got a pool, but you got it way too late, so it's not going to get installed
until
it's time to close,
to close
pool.
The pool. So we'll enjoy it
next
summer.
Year.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Enjoy it next summer.
Those poor kids.
That's all right. They'll have a pool.
Yeah, next year.
Next year, yeah.
Think how much is going to be going on. Kelly might not even talk to you in a year. Like Locke's,
that's not
like
true.
Locke and his kids. They don't even talk to
him. I think that'll be fine. I've got plans for the kids this summer. We have pools. We can go to anytime we want.
You want to put that what we just talked about as a poll question? Who gives a better gift to Coach K, Louisville or Kentucky?
Sure.
Yeah.
We got
absolutely.
No problem with that.
Let's do it.
Texas says, I'll buy tickets to Staboo, Coach K. You're so tough.
I don't think they'll
You're
be.
You're so tough. That texter's he's a man.
The man's
I'll
man.
Spend hundreds to go into that arena and boo him. Where is the Champions Classic this year? Is it Chicago?
Chicago, I believe.
Is it Chicago?
I believe it's Chicago, yes, yes. It's a Chicago trip this fall, which I can't wait for. I'm not going, but it'll be fun to watch. Hopefully it'll not be at 9:45.
No, it will.
It will. I know. It's Kentucky and Duke.
The game's
going to
be over at midnight. Yes. I mean, we know this is
what happens.
This is what happens.
Every single year.
Don't be surprised. Don't even whine about
surprised.
It. Don't
just,
whine about it.
I'm
Do you want
whining.
To be the first game that no one cares about it? Or you want to be the last game?
The one that no one cares about.
the best one was that Zion year. I wish you guys could have seen your boy here, me, your boy here, have a seat for both games. And... Kent Spencer and Kent Taylor. Tim Sullivan didn't have a seat. Some blogger boy had to move for Tim Sullivan, and I was sitting there.
No
I can't. There's rarely a win that radio gas bags get, and I had one that day.
Damn right.
And then I sat next to Beisner in that game.
Oh yeah,
and I'm
TJ.
TJ, this is an 8-point game. This doesn't look good.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. And then it's 15, and we're like, yeah, this is not. And Cal's sweating. There's sweat just dripping off of him.
Dunking all over everybody.
Oh man, it's fantastic.
Reed Travis looked really unathletic in that game.
Yeah, well he is.
Like,
That's because
man.
He's really
yeah.
unathletic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was not good. It was not good.
Texas says, Streeple trying to be like Trump and say he has big hands. Texas says, Ricky P will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine. Texas says, what does Streeple think about Rand Paul proving Fauci has been lying?
He didn't prove that. Emails did,
well,
but Rand
listen,
Paul did.
Well, I saw... on Twitter,
yeah,
Fauci leaks.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that,
and I don't know much on this story.
Oh,
do you know about the Fauci leaks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Of his emails.
All right. Well, good.
It's not good for
Mitch,
Fauci.
Let's take a break. Streeble breaks down Fauci leaks next.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
There's a lot of people saying, would you let Coach O come over?
No.
Play with
no,
the mitts.
No,
I mean, I can't
no.
tell you how many times that's been texted.
Yes.
And James Strebel.
Times.
And as much as I like him and think he's great, that would not take place. That would not. That's a hard no
just
for
right
me.
There. Just right there.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
A couple different reminders. You heard there the promo there during the commercial break. Lou City back in action on Sunday, not Saturday night. Sunday night, Lou City at Atlanta United 2. Pre-game coverage at 7:15. Kickoff there in the hot Atlanta at 7:30. And you can catch it all right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. If you went to Atlanta, what would you do, Strebel?
Well, they have
College Football Hall of Fame.
College Football Hall of Fame. They've got the Coke Museum in Atlanta. They have
okay.
Maybe you'll see a Braves. Go see it. Yeah.
Go to CNN.
Go CNN.
Visit CNN.
Visit CNN. The Braves games.
The Braves games.
Go see a little Braves game. It's a really nice new stadium. I don't know. I've been through Atlanta, but I've never stayed in Atlanta. So
well, there we go.
There's plenty. There's an Olympic Park and things.
There
yeah.
we go. Also coming up on Saturday, we got the last leg of the Triple Crown. It's the Belmont Stakes. 5 o'clock, that coverage begins right here on ESPN 680 105.7. It's all presented by CarMax. CarMax is hiring auto technicians nationwide. You can apply today at CarMaxAuto.com. Also, Cox's Spirit Shop, now delivering Cox's Louisville.com. I got a story about them. Don't let me forget.
Okay.
And Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, get 10% off residential roof replacement when you mention ESPN at Louisville. I received a text yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on just a second. I will not say who it's from yet. Okay. Ready for this?
Okay, yeah.
It was at the four-way next to Evergreen Liquors. We love Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors, okay?
Right.
Locke just rolled a stop sign in front of me, then gave me an angry look. That was from Louis Rabeau.
Because we know Louis would know Locke.
Well, yeah, Andy wouldn't lie.
And he wouldn't lie
and
about
Locke's
it.
A maniac.
On the roads.
Yeah,
he almost
absolutely.
Run someone over.
Birdhead Ryan.
Birdhead Ryan, yes.
He ran Birdhead Ryan off the road.
Off the road.
He did.
Oh, don't drive slowly in the left lane.
That's or in a residential area,
yeah,
apparently.
Or in front of Cox's Smokers Outlet.
Coming up at 4 o'clock, and Mitch, let's make sure I do this. I totally forgot yesterday. We have two passes to the Purgatory Golf Club. It's an awesome name.
Yeah.
Capital Golf Charity Amateur Tour. That's going to be this Sunday, 11 a.m. tee time. One of these passes is a $70 value. CapitalGolf.net. CapitalGolf.net. .net. It's in Noblesville, Indiana. So I want to give those away. We'll be doing that coming up at 4 o'clock or so.
Cool.
You told me something during the break. I had it on my sheet of lies. Is it Dior Johnson? Is that how you
Dior
say his
Johnson,
name?
Dior Johnson, yes.
All right,
yes.
Go ahead and give the people
All
the
right,
news.
So number one point guard in the class of 2022 is set to make his announcement on June 25th. And it's between Kentucky, Oregon, and the G League, pretty much. So Kentucky will know whether or not they land the. Let's see if the Orlando Antigua, Chin Coleman, Jay Lucas triumvirate would be able to land the number one point guard in the class of 2022.
Okay, Sky Clark, is he the number two point guard?
He's a combo guard.
Or he's a combo guard.
He's a combo guard. Yeah, he's a combo guard.
What's the scuttle here? Because I have no idea. I mean, Kentucky wasn't in on him.
Until late.
Until all of these guys got hired.
Pretty much, exactly. It was what, like, that residual effect of hiring Chin and hiring Orlando Antigua. All of a sudden, Kentucky's in on him. He decommitted from Syracuse. He was committed for Syracuse for a long time. Decommitted once he saw everyone at Syracuse left, and it's kind of like, want to stay away from Jim Boeheim and company.
So no one knows. There's like no scuttle right
no
now.
Scuttle
There's no
right
leader. Because remember, Ty Washington was a Kentucky lean,
right.
And then there was worry of Arizona when the new coach there, I can't remember his name, was like Flynn or something?
Tommy Lloyd.
Just like I said, Flynn.
Flynn, yeah.
Flynn.
Well, not only that, Kentucky's in on a number of point guards in that class.
Well, sure they
Jalen,
are.
Jalen Bradley being one. He's like number nine in the class. I think he's the number two point guard. And then the kid's name, Kaysen Wallace, I believe, in Texas. That's Jay Lucas's guy, more like a combo guard as well.
Texas says, first time I met John Renshaw was at a remote at Cox's Smokers Outlet. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my dad met John Renshaw.
He would
once.
Cox's Smokers Outlet in the van before going in.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. I think my dad met him at like a Cox's or someplace like
Did
that.
Did he? Did he go in the van?
No, but I
Did
think.
Did dad go in the van?
I think he bought him like a tall boy, like a beer, because my dad was like listening to him on the radio.
I bet your dad bought me a beer and I didn't know
He
it.
May have. Yeah. But he loved John Renshaw. He loved the freak.
Texas says, was that Lil Baby on the intro, Mitch?
No, that was Da Baby.
Big difference.
Big difference.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, Lil Baby and Dub Baby, two completely different
Texas
people.
Says Coach K is going to get a Louisville Slugger bat with his name on it. Man, that's so true. That's so true.
That's a really good text.
That's so true.
Why didn't any of us think of that?
Texas says Orlando delivered his second bag after the first one went to Ty.
Oh, Alvarez getting done.
Texas says, you're wrong, Sweeney. The new coach at Arizona is Reggie Flynn.
Oh, that's right, Reggie Flynn.
Texas says, the scuttle is simple. Coach O's dropping a bag on him.
There we go. The hate's already happened. I love it.
You have to
I
love
absolutely
it. You actually should love it.
It feeds me. Like it feeds me. It feeds me fuel. Yes, Louisville fans. Oh, they're dropping bags. Well, get ready, baby, because them bags are going to keep dropping. You're going to keep losing.
Can I ask you, can I use guys? I asked this yesterday. I said, do you feel bad for Julius Randle?
Right.
And the overwhelming majority was no, which, of course, I understand, but I still ask the question, and the guy's making $20 million a year. What do you think about Anthony Davis, who's roundly being mocked and criticized, and he's injured?
I feel more sorry for Anthony Davis than I do Julius Randle.
Okay.
Because, A, Anthony Davis delivered. He delivered at Kentucky. He delivered at L.A. last year in the bubble. They won the championship.
Well, he's a bubble boy.
And B, yeah, he is a bubble boy.
But he's always injured.
He's always injured. But last night, I think people kind of walked it back a little bit when they saw him get on the court and like literally struggle. Like I was following NBA Twitter, like Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless and some other Shannon Sharpe, some other people were like, "Yeah, you need to get him off."
You're following NBA Twitter. Yeah. I would love who's on your NBA
well,
Twitter
those are
list.
The three.
Stephen A., Shannon, and who else?
Stephen A., Shannon, and Skip.
And Skip.
They're like the three for me. They
really?
Yeah.
Skip, you follow Skip Bayless?
Of course I do. It's funny.
You don't like follow like Wobe or anything?
Yeah, I follow Worldwide Wob.
Yes.
Yeah. I
okay.
Him.
I
yeah.
thought he meant to say Wobe.
I thought he said Wobe
and just said Wobe. Yeah, I thought he just
because he's like the face of NBA Twitter.
Yeah. No, I follow him too, and he was another one that was like, actually, he probably shouldn't have tried to play. He looks like really like he's hurt. So let's kind of back away. So I do feel bad for Anthony Davis. I think he's legit hurt.
Yeah, I feel like I need more information whether before my decision. Like if the Lakers like forced him to play, I would feel like Strebel a little bad for him. If he himself decided to play and knew he couldn't, then I don't feel bad for him at all.
Well, I feel bad for him because he at least tried. Like, he was going to try and play for the team because they desperately
need
him.
But he just can't be healthy.
He just can't. He can't.
I mean this guy who I happen to think there's a lot of Ken Griffey Jr. there.
It's starting to get.
He's basketball Giancarlo Stanton.
A friend of mine.
That's what he is.
A friend of mine put a meme on Facebook of him and, like, of his face on Mr. Glass's body.
Oh,
like
yeah,
in a
everyone
wheelchair.
Has seen those memes.
I only saw it one time.
I know.
But I get the narrative because he really isn't ever healthy. And he was healthy at Kentucky. Like, he never had injury issues.
Yeah, it's college basketball. It's a half season.
Yeah,
short games,
much.
Half season, right. You know, whatever.
He's not doing the long haul of, like,
the
months and months
haul.
And months. So, yeah, I do feel bad for him. I mean, if you're injury-prone, you're injury-prone. There's really nothing you could do about it. And, like, this narrative, like, he doesn't work out. It's like, have you seen the dude? He works out. Like, he has – I'm sure he has an off-season regimen where he's working out. He doesn't work out hard enough. It's like he's jacked.
Texas says, Skip Bayless has ruined this country with his dumb takes. They divide the country.
I don't think it's Skip Bayless that's dividing the country.
Texas says, first time I met Renshaw, he was at a Cox's in Okolona. He was passed out on a folding table during the commercial break. Texas says, basketball talk is overrated. Get to Strebel's terrible takes on Fauci. Okay, update me on Fauci leaks here.
All right, so BuzzFeed and I believe it was the Washington Post obtained his emails through a Freedom of Information Act. And in his emails, there were a lot of inconsistencies, one being the efficacy of, like, the mask you buy at the store. Like, he was like, actually, they probably really won't do anything to stop the spread. They're not
now,
that
who's
good.
He, now, who's he emailing? Can I
other
ask that?
Other people in, like, the
health, government?
Like, the WHO, the CDC.
Okay.
Entities like that. And doctors, the virologists, and people like that. So
okay.
So he's not just emailing his buddies.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, he's emailing doctors and scientists.
Okay.
So that was one of the things that really caught people's eye. Another thing was that the theory that the virus probably escaped from a lab in Wuhan is more than likely true. And
right.
That for a long time they was like, no, that didn't happen. It was bats.
It was bats.
Yeah,
okay.
That was the original.
Well, it went back and forth.
It went back and forth.
Right,
it
didn't
seems,
it?
Yeah, but it okay. seems to be like, yeah, it leaked from a lab.
Okay.
And the other one was they asked, like, if, you know, is Donald Trump muzzling you?
Wait, hang on.
Silenced?
Which one do you want it from, guys? Do you want it leaking from a bat, or do you want it leaking from a lab? Because I don't know which one I want.
The lab is a little scarier because that, you know, that means that it could happen again and a potentially worse virus.
Oh well, yeah.
Yeah, and these labs are.
Have you
scary
not seen 24? Have you not seen Jack Bauer?
Oh, Jack Bauer or The Stand by Stephen King.
So they tried to sell us the bat.
They tried to sell us the bat, but okay. It looks like the bat's not true to cover China's bleep.
Okay,
they wanted to say, oh, it was a bat. China didn't know it was a
okay,
bat.
But now everyone's like getting around
China
that this
board,
wasn't
like,
a bat.
It wasn't a bat. It probably
so now
came
that's why everyone's going after
because
China.
The way the virus was engineered, they said it was like a 0.1% chance or something crazy like that it was natural. That the virus
gotcha.
Itself looks engineered.
Gotcha.
And so that was one of the things. The other one that kept people all hot and bothered is he was like flat out asked, is Trump silencing you? Is he trying to tell you to shut up? And he's like, no, I'm not being controlled at all. I say what I want to say.
Okay.
So those are like the three main things
Fauci
that people are really talking about.
Fauci disappeared for like a month there.
He did disappear for like a month there.
I was worried about him.
Yes, but he was okay. But
you want to crush Fauci? What's the moral of the story here then?
For me, it's complicated. I think Fauci was trying to do what he thought was best for people to not freak them out.
Right.
But at the same time, he really kind of hid the truth on some things.
He did a bad job.
He didn't do a very
good
job.
He did a bad job.
Yeah.
And if he were a coach, did he make the NCAA tournament? Did he pull a Chris Mack and miss it at the end? At the very end.
Yeah, I think he pulled a Chris Mack and missed it at the end. So that's just a very, very, you know, layman explanation of the email stuff. So there you go.
Texas says, hey, Streebles, U of L, a blue blood program with as many national titles as Oklahoma State, San Francisco, and Cincinnati with no title appearances since 1986. What's that guy who texts that in at 3:45 doing right now? Is he drinking? By the way, Lynn Bone's on TV.
Oh.
The guy who took your credit card.
Yeah. What was it? It was like a leg tattoo.
Lynn Bone got a tattoo. Was it of your credit card number?
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper is the tattoo on his leg. Okay.
Texas says Trump was more transparent than Fauci. Mitch, did you guys ever talk about Fauci around the dinner table when you went back home at all? Any conversations?
No, not really.
Okay.
No. He's a big Fauci household? I don't know.
Texas says, my theory is some lab worker unknowingly took an infected bat to a market to make some extra money and it spread that way.
I think the way they've kind of figured it out is some of the lab workers got it and got sick by it.
Well, that's what people are saying. The lab leak theory is still via a bat, you ignoramus.
It's not via a bat. They were testing it on bats, but it wasn't like out in – that's the difference. It was bats that they were testing in the lab. It wasn't like in nature.
What were they testing a bat for?
This type of virus, it resides in bats.
So they think it was a bat – to the lab,
but they were
and then
in the lab,
and then
with,
spread
yes,
out.
And somebody
and
got
they,
infected.
They like engineered it. But
yes,
they
engineered it. It was like it originated in a bat, but it someone didn't catch it out in nature.
Right.
They caught it in the lab. And what the story is that lab workers caught it, and they have documentation. They went to the hospital in like 2019. Some of these lab workers went to the hospital with coronavirus symptoms. You bonehead don't read. I read.
Take a sip. Go ahead.
It just pisses me off when people
take
just
a
like,
sip.
It's from a bat. It's like, no, not naturally. It was engineered. They're saying it. Go read CNN, BuzzFeed, Washington Post, New York Times. Read any of it. Dope. Twitter told me that it was just a bat.
Texas says, I didn't know I was listening to Clay Travis.
I'm not being Clay Travis. This came from BuzzFeed and Washington Post.
Mitch, do you know when Clay Travis starts his new radio show? Do you have any idea?
He hasn't started already. I figured he just already started. Can you explain
to Vinetti?
Can you explain what's going? Because I heard you guys talking about it in the office, and I'm just oblivious to kind of these things. Can you explain what's going on with Levitard right now?
Yeah,
he's got it on his computer.
Yeah, they're doing a 24-hour broadcast
for just to do it?
Well, it's like the introduction to their new company. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And
okay.
So they're doing 24 hours of, like all night.
Just jackassery.
It started at noon today, and it's going all the way to noon on Saturday. And, they have Jim Rome on right now.
So I can just tune in at 4 a.m. and they can just be talking about anything.
Yeah.
All right, I might do that.
Yeah, they have different shifts and everything else. It's on their YouTube page. It's a good idea.
You fall asleep to Dan Lipitor tonight, Mitch.
Would you want to do that, Strebel?
Yeah, I'd do that.
But you wouldn't do the 2 a.m. shift.
I would do whatever shift you asked me to do.
Sure. Texas says, is this the V show? Texas says, CNN, BuzzFeed, and the Washington Post are all fake news. There you go.
But they're actual emails. He admitted they're his emails. What do you want me to say?
I don't know why. I'm not asking you to say anything.
These textures. Oh.
It's going to be a long day for you.
I think it is.
Did you see they also, Trump quit his blog because no one was going to it?
I'm not surprised.
They booted him off Facebook for two more years.
Two more years. He got that 2-year ban today.
I would be fine with getting
booted
off Facebook.
He got the Baffert ban?
He got the Baffert ban.
He did get the Baffert ban.
Donald Trump and Bob Baffert.
I can see those two hanging out, actually.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
Yeah, he's going to be at Mar-a-Lago during the Derby this year.
He should be. That's where I would be.
He and Sylvester Stallone.
If Trump's not in jail, that'd be a great, or under like house arrest, that'd be a great, that would honestly, that'd be a
great. I mean,
great
I place. Hope I'm not speaking out of tune here, but I didn't Baffert like donate to his campaign?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I, yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah.
That's
what
I said, that's where he'll be.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Oh, no, I think that's a, that, he should be there.
Yeah.
That's where I would be.
Sure, Bob Baffert's going to be in Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, there's a chortle. Texas says, it's for, duh, it's for, duh, just do it. Texas says, I thought this show was a respite.
Not today. I did not come in here expecting to get
Fauci.
Leaks? Yeah,
I don't know. It was on my sheet. It was either that or Johnny Manziel saying he made $30,000 in autographs.
Yeah, I did see that, too. Yeah.
Which, that's a number that seems low.
Yeah, he said, I think it was like 33K.
Well, he originally did it for $10,000, and then like one of his buddies approached him and goes, "I know a guy who can get you $30,000."
Oh,
and so
hilarious.
Yeah, I have to send you the clip of the interview. It was a Barstool interview.
All right, well there we go.
Bussing with the boys or something.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's it. Will it be the summer of Donnie?
Oh,
how you like that?
I like that.
And the SEC makes a rule. We'll talk about it next on the Take. It's a Friday on ESPN 680. All right, guys, the fitness market, thefitnessmarket.com, thefitnessmarket.com, that's who we trust around here. If you have any questions, if you want to add to that home gym, if you want to grow that home gym, start that home gym, it's hot outside, run inside, you can do so with the fitness market. Treadmills, ellipticals, exercise bikes, those electric bikes are awesome, rowing machines, and much, much more. The two locations, one on Plantside Drive, the other on Westport Road, the best brands at the best prices and all the equipment, all the weights and strength equipment as well. Guys, they can work with any budget. They deliver, they assemble, they haul the old one away. They'll take care of you. 882-2694 or find them on their Facebook page. Type in the fitness market. Always putting up updates there on new things they have coming in to the old warehouse. It's the fitness market, thefitnessmarket.com.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.